That's the sound of our tax dollars driving across the border. Arkansas has been helping grow the economies of our neighboring states for years. But now it's time to change that. Issue 4 would expand gaming and tourism in Arkansas, keeping our tax and tourism dollars here, growing our economy, creating jobs, and funding priorities like roads and highways. Let's pull our tax dollars back across the border by voting for Issue 4 on November 6th. Paid for by Driving Arkansas Forward.
Well, one quarter in the books. Harrison up 14-0. The Bombers facing a big fourth down here, though, Bob.
It is. It's fourth and one, to about four and a half, something like that. So, you know, it's one of those. You got to have a good football play right here, and Harrison's going to be looking for some kind of short-looking pass, and they're probably going to look like they're in the three-man front again. That nose man's probably going to stunt one way or the other.
Vanderpool has done a great job tonight for that nose position. Fourth and four for the Bombers. Can they convert? Play action. The pass is complete to Swartz at the 30, 25, 20. Slips out of a tackle at the 15, inside the 10, down to the 8-yard line. First and goal, Mountain Home, as the Bombers convert on fourth and four.
That's what they needed right there. Little pass, and it was just to release that running back off the out of the backfield right down the middle of the seam right there. Nobody to pick him up. Everybody's concentrating on the run, and a good throw and a good catch. And a good job, Swartz, making somebody miss right after he caught the football.
Down to the 8-yard line, a pickup of 30 on the pass play on fourth and four. Great play call. And a good job of the line giving Tabor just enough time to get rid of that pass. So first and goal from the 8. And the give to the first man through. And, wow, well played by that defensive Harrison as they give that time. Well played by both the outside, what are the inside linebackers that made the play?
Yeah, Brooks Bowles, 6 foot, 228 pounds, just a junior. Once again, one of those good junior class guys. And, you know, when you run that hard dive, if he's coming downhill like that, somebody doesn't chip him or get a shoulder on him, he makes solid contact with the running back. He's going to win that.
Hershberger picked up a yard to the 7, second and goal from the 7. Here's Junior Williams cutting it up inside the 5 and down at the 5. He picks up 2, so third and goal from the 5 coming up here for Mountain Home. Third and goal from the 5, and Bombers down a couple of touchdowns. You got two chances here, don't you, Bob, to stick
this
in?
Yes, you do. You got two chances to stick it in. You just got to have a good play right here. You want to get it down inside the 3, inside around the 2.
Third and goal from the 5 after the Bombers converted on 4th and 4 to keep the drive alive. And the ball kept by Tabor. The late pitch is to Swartz. Swartz down to the 3. And he's hit from behind, and it's going to be 4th and goal from the 3 for Mountain Home.
Well, that was good execution by the Bombers that time. They got penetration on the side we ran that to, and a good job of getting rid of the football. Tabor did, and a good job of Swartz of concentrating and catching it with blue jerseys all around him.
So the Bombers converted on 4th down to keep the drive alive. Let's see if they can get some points out of it. 4th and goal from the 3-yard line. Shad Williams and Swartz in the backfield for Mountain Home. They want to pass left side for Williams, and there's going to be pass interference against the Goblins. As they look Hayden Williams' way, he was cutting inside, went to turn back outside. The defender was there and grabbed him, and the Bombers are going to get a fresh set of downs out of this.
That's a good call right there. You just run that receiver right across the goal line. Just get him inside the end zone right there and let him cut back to the outside. And that's a good play, either whether you intend to draw a penalty or whether it's by accident. Normally you'll get contact and something like that when you cut back. So that's a very good call.
So the penalty half the distance to the goal moves the ball to about the 1.5 line. So we'll call it the 2.
It's fourth down.
I thought that was a first down. I guess not. Junior Williams gets it, keeps the legs driving, and one official has him marked down inside the 1-yard line. That's what they're saying. He's down inside the 1, and the Goblins have held. That's right. It's not a first down in high school, is it, Bob?
No, it's not.
NFL it is, but not in high school, and the Bombers cannot score from about the 1.5-yard line. The ball is inside the 1 yard line.
You know, that's, I'm not complaining about this back call by any stretch of imagination, but that's the hardest call for a referee to make, because you're asking a referee standing outside the outside boundaries to make a call that happens between the tackles.
Yes. Oh, Husky barely makes it out of the end zone. The Bombers, Hershberger was in there to grab him by the jersey, and Husky is just going to get back to about the 1 yard line. No gain on the play.
He's actually inside the one on about the half yard line right there.
There's really no gain at all. Husky barely gets out. Both the running back, who's playing both ways, asks to come out. He comes out, and Hunter Holtby will come in for the Goblins. They empty the backfield on second down, second and 10. Johnson, long down the middle, wide open as Husky makes the catch. He's off to the races. This is a 99.5-yard touchdown pass to Gabe Husky, the third time that he is hooked up with the quarterback, Ben Johnson, tonight. 99 yards, and actually it was 99.5. They go for the touchdown. All three times, Bob. Well, first time Husky had to break a few tackles. Two of the three, though, he's got so far behind the defense that he has been wide open.
Well, you don't normally see the ball, team have the ball on the half-yard line and come out in a spread formation, and you're playing man-to-man with no deep safety. That's just an invitation to pick the best matchup up out there and throw it. And right now they found the best matchup out there, and when they go to that formation. And
so it's 20-0 right now, pending the extra point. Waiting the extra point, and the kick is up, and it is good by Payne. 8:52 left in the first half, 21-0 Harrison. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you ready to take a trip? With all the amenities and no headache, there's no better time than now. Visit Professional Travel Services' new location, 104 East 7th Street, next to Alley Abstract, downtown on the Mountain Home Square. They'll help you start planning your holiday travels to visit tropical destinations or book your cruise adventure. They'll handle all the details for your trip while you relax and make memories. Traveling just got easier by choosing Professional Travel Services. Call 425-7666. The only way to see the world is with Professional Travel Services.
When you see the blue ribbon decals on the helmet and the blue penalty flags during the opening game of the season, remember, September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Know the stats. 1 in 7 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in his lifetime. Stay in the game. The Arkansas Prostate Cancer Foundation recommends that all men ages 45 to 75 see a doctor to consider a screening for prostate cancer. For more information, visit arprostatecancer.org.
Swartz takes the kickoff from the 16, out across the 20, and then he is hit and driven backwards at the 23-yard line. Well, the Bombers get it inside the 1 yard line after a great pass play on 4th and 4 from the 38. They cannot score. Harrison, two plays later, with a 99.5-yard touchdown pass. And Goblins are up 21-0 right now with 8:48 left in this first half. From their own 23, Mountain Home with the ball back. Tabor to the first man through. It's Hershberger, and he's going to take it to about the 24. Picks up one on the quick hitter on the dive play. Bombers had a lot of success with that last week, especially early on against Sheridan. And they did on the first play tonight when they picked up 27 yards, but Harrison has adjusted quickly after that, and they've not gained much with that play tonight. Second down and 9 for Mountain Home. Dakota Tolbert, one of the starters on the offensive line, out again tonight with the wrist injury. Here's that inside handoff again, and Boy, there's just not a whole lot of room. Maybe a yard on the carry that time for Hershberger.
Quarterback reversed out of that time, trying to get the defense to step one way and give it to the running back, but you got to do a better job blocking up front in that situation. And Harrison, they saw the tape last week. They're going to try to fill every gap on the front. They're going to try to make us bounce it to the outside and beat them on the outside.
Third and eight. A long eight here for Mountain Home. Tabor wants to pass. Five-step drop. Looking left side. A wobbly pass is up for grabs. It's incomplete. And, boy, I tell you what, that's the second one that Lavelle has dropped it on. He should have a couple of picks.
He should have. That one slipped out of Tabor's hands, I think. It was a wobbler from the very beginning. When you throw that out route, you can't put that much air up under it. So I'm sure it slipped out of his hand. It's hot and humid.
Yes. So the Bombers will be forced to punt on fourth and eight. This is their second three and out of the night. Harrison up 21-0, getting ready to get the ball back with 7:25 left in the first half. Pouched a punt from the near hash. He'll run to the short side of the field to punt the ball away, but first we have a penalty. And it's a procedure penalty against Mountain Home. That'll back the Bombers up 5 yards. Yeah,
we took a jab step before the ball was snapped. And
first penalty of the night against Mountain Home. So now 4th and 13 as the Bombers get ready to punt it away. Pouch gets the kick away with no rush. And it's going to sail out of bounds near. And we'll see where they want to spot it as the ball went out of bounds. 7:21 left in this first half. They're going to put it right at the 50. Our broadcast tonight brought to you in part by Salvation Army. They invite you to bring your kids to their kids' club on Wednesdays and have your teens join them afterwards for teen night. Also by ASC Warranty, celebrating over 30 years providing dealers with vehicle protection plans. All right, so at the 50 for the Goblins, they've had three possessions and three touchdowns tonight. They'll start at the 50. Husky, the lone setback. He's going to get it on the toss sweep to the right side. Does a good job of letting his blockers get out in front of him, and he's going to turn it upfield and pick up about 7 on the play, down to the 43.
We're going to have to be a whole lot more aggressive when we make that guy plant his foot and turn up the field. You're going to have to pursue from the inside of the field to the outside, so when he cuts back, there's a white jersey there to tackle him.
That was a 7-yard pickup. Husky's helmet comes off, so Ballard comes into the ballgame at the tailback spot. 2nd and 3 for Harrison. On the counter, coming back to the near side, and a first down run for Harrison as Anthony Allen gets the carry this time to the 40, a pickup of 3 and a first down. But there's a hold on the play. So it's going to come back. The hold occurring looks like at the line of scrimmage at the 43, so we'll mark it off from there. I'll take it back to the 47 of Harrison.
Yeah. Number 59 after Harrison. He's got it holding his hands up flat like, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. The whole time I was coaching, I never had an offensive lineman hold. They always got called for it, but I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
2nd down and 13 coming up now for the Goblins. 6:42 left in this first half. Well, Husky came out a moment ago and his helmet came off. He has not come back in yet. Harrison wants to pass. Johnson looking long down the left side. Pass is complete at the 20, down to the 15-yard line. A good job by the receiver, Colin Ballard, to adjust to the pass that was a little underthrown. He came back to get it, and then he picks up about 7 or 8 yards after the catch, down to the 15, first down, Harrison.
They stacked three receivers to this side. Three receivers stacked them. The first two ran a little skinny post inside, and the third receiver ran a little wheel route outside and just got behind the defensive back.
38-yard pass play to Ballard. Huskies back on the field now for the Goblins as they go to the eye here. First down from the 15. And the give is to Husky on the left side. Husky gets to the corner of the 10, the 5, dives, hits the pylon, but he stepped out of bounds at the 3. So it's going to be first and goal at the 3 for the Goblins. With 6:06 left in this first half. Goblins up 21-0, looking to add to it here, knocking on the door again. Johnson and Husky have hooked up on 3 touchdown passes tonight. They go to the pistol now with a strong left formation. They run that way. Husky hit in the backfield. Good job defensively by Mountain Home as Brock Boget, the middle linebacker, comes up, hits Husky, and drops him for a 2-yard loss back at the 5.
And Boget recognized the formation, and they tell you where they're going when they move those two running backs over there behind the tackle and tight end. And he did a good job of shooting that gap and getting up the field.
So second and goal from the 5 now for the Goblins. I've actually got him marked back towards the 6, so about a 3-yard loss officially. Three receivers to the left side for the Goblins, and now a penalty, and Harrison is going to be called for a delay of game penalty as the play clock has run out. That's going to take him from the 6 back to the 11-yard line. That is the 5th penalty of the first half against Harrison for 36 yards. They'll give it this time. Oh, actually, Johnson, the quarterback, keeps it, and he's going to take it to the 8-yard line. He kind of got turned around that time as he got tackled, picks up about 3 on the play. Third and goal coming up from the 8 now for the Goblins. 4:46 left in this first half. Shaver comes in. He'll be in one of those receiver spots. They'll send two receivers to the right side. Third and goal from the 8 for the Goblins. And the play action. Johnson to pass. Has a man open right side. Shaver in the flat. He's into the end zone for the touchdown. He
Once
was
again,
wide open.
You try to cover a receiver with a linebacker, and the angle's not good. It's hard to do.
An 8-yard touchdown pass, the 4th touchdown pass of the first half for Ben Johnson. Shaver catches his first of the night. His first of the season. Comes with 4:24 left in this first half. Extra point is good. 28-0. Harrison leads it. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative members have 24/7 access to their account through the member account portal at naeci.com. After logging in, you can view your bill, make a payment, and see your daily usage. In addition to the portal at naeci.com, you always can stop by the co-op's office or call 870-425-2141. At NAEC, membership has advantages.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
When you need answers instead of opinions, when you need top minds to treat a brain tumor or restore your vision, whatever you need, we are here with the most comprehensive team of specialists in the state. Blending compassion with cutting-edge technology, researching tomorrow's cures, and training tomorrow's healthcare experts. When you need the excellence of the state's only health sciences university, we are here for you. UAMS, for a better state of health.
Well, the kickoff by Harrison will go out of bounds. So the Bombers have pretty good field position. Down 28-0 with 4:24 left in this first half. Bob, I'll tell you what, this Harrison offense, pretty solid, aren't they?
Yeah, they're pretty diverse. They can run the ball. They throw it extremely well, and they recognize matchups when they get it. And they're smart enough to realize where the best opportunities are, and they're taking well advantage of it.
So the Bombers will start from their 35 after the kickoff goes out of bounds. And just as both teams get up ready to snap the ball, the referee snaps it and moves it out to the 40. He had put it down in the wrong place.
Yeah.
So the 40-yard line is where the Bombers will start. Here's the handoff. Shod takes it across the 45, fumbles the football. Harrison has it. The second lost fumble of the night by Mountain Home. The Goblins will take over at their Mountain Home 45-yard line. So the Goblins will be at the 45 of Mountain Home. Second fumble lost tonight by the Bombers. 4:20 left in this first half, and the Goblins look to extend their lead. To the right side.
You got the trip stack play on the other side. Let's see if the two inside receivers run slant, see if they run the little wheel. There they go. And there he is, wide open.
Johnson to pass, across the middle. He throws, and it's going to be intercepted. There was one receiver in five white jerseys, and he tries to thread the needle, and the ball is intercepted.
Good job that time, but Husky was wide open on the sideline. He's standing with his arms up in there. Johnson made up his mind before the ball was snapped where he was going with it. He never looked to the wide side of the field. When you stare down a receiver like that, it gives those defensive backs an opportunity. Now the coach is talking to Mr. Johnson on the sideline.
I would imagine, yes. Five white jerseys around the defender, and he's still trying to work it in there. The Bombers have the ball back at the 30 after the interception. 4:14 left in this first half. Operating left to right here in the second quarter, Mountain Home is. Give to the first man through, and boy, there's nothing there.
Nothing there. They figured the bubble out, I think.
Yep, that was Swartz, and he's going to get, we'll call it a yard at the 31. Just under 4 minutes left in this first half. Harrison leads 28-0. Second and 9 for the Bombers. Strong left formation. The ball is given to Junior Williams. In fact, the ball was actually kept by the quarterback, fumbled. Tamer. Then he tries to pitch it late, but the Bombers have recovered. Vanderpool was right in the middle of that. He had his hands on Junior. He had his hands on Tabor as Tabor is trying to pitch it. Forces the fumble, but the Bombers have recovered. It's going to be a loss on the play back to the 28-yard line, a loss of 3.
And they're stunting. The nose man is pretty good in there about every play, and sometimes when he guesses right, they make a big play like that. Other times he runs himself out of it, but they're doing a good job right now picking the right side to stunt to.
Third and 12 for Mountain Home with 3:13 left in this first half. Tabor. Play action, wants to pass. Has a man open in the flat. It's incomplete, intended for Swartz. And Tabor, he got nailed that time by Landon Stevens.
Boy,
Stevens
did.
With the play. And
Stevens came off the edge free right there. And Tabor wasn't able to transfer his weight. He had to throw that off his back foot, and that's when it sailed a little bit and wasn't real accurate. He had to throw it quick and didn't have a chance to step into it.
Stevens' mom sitting down here in front of us, she was celebrating that one. Fourth down and 12 here for the Bombers, and Pausch will be in to punt again. 3:03 left in this first half. No rush. The punt is away. Good punt by Pausch.
Heck of a punt.
Bounce inside the 35, inside the 30, inside the 25. Still rolling. The ball is inside the 20 and down at the 19-yard line. A great punt by Pausch.
Well, they must have been looking for a fake punt. I can't believe that. Where we were at, but there was no rush, no attempt to return it.
53-yard punt.
And a heck of a punt.
So the Goblins will take over at their own 19-yard line with 2:51 left in the half. Coming up at halftime, Dell Leonard will join us, the Mount Home golf coach, girls basketball coach. Try to get Dylan Connolly up here. Dylan had prior commitments tonight, so
Well, Dale's not a bad second choice.
You know, there's handoff straight ahead and a big run. This is actually the quarterback keeping.
He's got something to prove now.
Yeah,
that pick a while ago.
He takes it out to the 35, a pickup of 16 on the play. First down for the Goblins at their own 35-yard line, 2:33 left in the half. Johnson, play action, wants to pass, looking long, right side, two receivers there, and it falls in between both of them. He had two men behind the defense that time, and neither one of them catches it. Julia Scott was there, and so was Caton Jones.
Well, you can bet one of them wasn't supposed to be there.
You know? I mean, they were running side by side.
They were side by side by themselves. And
so it brings up second down here for the Goblins. When you're the quarterback, you'd like to think if you're going to throw the ball that far, two guys are right there, one of them's going to catch it.
One of them's going to get it.
Trips to the left side now for the Goblins on second down. Johnson, when he flushed out of the pocket, rolls to the right side, and he's going to have to keep it, and he is hit as he goes out of bounds inside, actually across the 35 to about the 37-yard line.
When he took a lick over on the far sidelines, too, he lowered his shoulder and created a collision, but jumped up.
Pick up a three out to the 38-yard line. Third and seven here for the Goblins. 1:51 left in the first half. Harrison up 28-0. Harrison will get the ball to start the second half as well. Huskies, the inside slot on this play. The play action, Johnson to pass, rolling to the left. And the ball complete to Husky at the 50. Slips a tackle at the 45, up the left sideline. He's off to the races. He's gone. He should have been tackled at the 50. Instead, it is a 62-yard touchdown pass pending the flag, which is back near the line of scrimmage. Boy, what an athlete Husky is.
Boy, he is. He makes you look bad when you try to tackle him right there. Where he just wouldn't let
him close. Eligible receiver downfield against the Goblins.
Well, I thought one of the inside receivers was lined up too tight to the line of scrimmage. I'm not sure it wasn't Husky, but he might have been covered up.
So another penalty against the Goblins.
No, the umpire threw that, so it had to be a lineman that was downfield. The interior lineman must have went too far downfield.
That'll take the ball back to the 33-yard line. And rings up third and about 13 now for the Goblins. Six penalties for 41 yards against Harrison in this first half. 1:28 left in the half, so that takes away the 62-yard TD.
Timeout.
And we've got a timeout. 1:28 left in the half. It's 28-0. Harrison, you're listening to Bomber Football. Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
So far, the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery has helped fund more than 275,000 life-changing scholarships for local students, like Arkansans named Jaleese, Spencer, Yvonne, Deviante, and Ruthie. And that education is building a workforce full of experts in fields like computer coding, education, law, healthcare, the arts, and more. That's what we call winning futures. To apply for a lottery scholarship, go to scholarships.adhe.edu.
This is winning.
Well, Harrison's going to get a first down and a big penalty at the end of it as the pass is complete to Shaver down to the 33-yard line, from the 33 to the 33, a 34-yard pass play. Then we're going to have either a face mask or a horse collar added on to the end of it.
There's a horse collar at the end of it, but Harrison's doing a good job of sealing us down inside when that quarterback sprints, and he just got all day, and eventually one of those receivers is going to pop open, and they do, and he just throwing a little soft pass up, and they're running under it.
Two penalties for 20 yards against Multnomah in the first half. They officially call it a face mask. Takes them from the 32 down to the 17-yard line. Boy, Johnson's racking up the yards. He's over 250 and out in this first half. He rolls out to the right side, looking towards the end zone. Has a man open. Touchdown, Harrison. Colton Shaver on the receiving end of his second touchdown pass of the night. This is a 17-yarder.
Once again, if you let him run around out there long enough, one of those receivers is going to pop over in the middle. It's tough to play defense like that.
This comes with 107 left in the first half. Payne in to attempt the extra point, and it's good. 67 seconds left in this first half. Harrison up 35-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Hi, this is Tim Griffin, your Lieutenant Governor. You know, there's something really special about football in the South. On Friday nights, I'm a Magnolia Panther. My wife, she's a Camden Cardinal. We have fond memories of our days in school, and now I'm working hard to make Arkansas schools the best they can be and grow good-paying jobs for your kids and mine. I need your support to keep working for Arkansas, and I'm honored to ask for your vote. Paid for by re-elect Tim Griffin for Arkansas.
You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
Logan Walker with a pretty good return of the kickoff brings it out to the 35-yard line. That is where the Bombers will start this drive with 61 seconds left in the half, and unless Mountain Home scores in the final 61 seconds, second half's going to be a quick one. Harrison up by 35. That means the mercy rule will be in effect when the second half starts and the clock won't stop. First down here for Mountain Home. Well, we've seen a couple of good drives from the Bombers tonight, and unfortunately we've seen some of a couple of three and outs as well.
Yeah, and turnovers. And
yep. Ball's given to Junior Williams this time. Boy, the Goblins doing a good job of just stringing that along the line of scrimmage, and they throw him for a half-yard loss.
See, they did a good job that time making Junior run sideways. Junior's effective when he's turned his shoulder, squares him up, and gets up the field. If he has to run sideways and they do a great job of pursuing to the football, a lot of blue jerseys around it, then, you know, his strength is up and is north and south. It's not east and west and cut. He needs to get them legs up and hit the line of scrimmage hard.
This should be the last play of the first half. Straight ahead and pickup of about four on the play out to the 37-yard line. And that's going to be the last play of the half. And the Goblins will take a 35-point lead into the locker room at halftime. We've reached the intermission 35-0. Harrison with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's halftime. Stay tuned for the Acumen Audio Halftime Show, coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio.
Knows it's Bomber football time, and the Sound Pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. Clean up the bed of your truck with a fresh Super Liner sprayed in bed liner. Keep looking cool with professional window tint with a lifetime warranty from Soligard. And don't worry, when the weather gets colder, be ready with a remote start for your ride from Acumen Audio. Call the Sound Pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner at 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
If your water heater is on the fritz, consider a Marathon. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative sells and leases Marathon water heaters from 30 to 105 gallons. The durable, non-metallic tanks include foam insulation and have a lifetime limited warranty. Call NAEC at 870-425-2141 or stop by our office to purchase or lease a Marathon water heater today.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has offered continuity of care from consultation and testing through surgery, therapy, and follow-up. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in state-of-the-art evaluation and treatment of bone and joint disease, including arthroscopic surgery. The clinic features a complete radiology unit with MRI, an outpatient surgery site, and in-house therapy providing convenience and cost-effectiveness. Physician referral is not required. Call 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com to start on your road to recovery.
There's nothing better than watching the Bombers win a great football game. It takes a whole team to make it happen. Kind of like the team at Dewey & Sons Plumbing. They've been providing the Twin Lakes area with the best in plumbing, whether it's new construction, remodel, or emergency repairs for over 40 years. And supporting the Bombers that long as well. When you need plumbing service, remember the plumber number. Available 24/7, 425-4868. Dewey & Sons. Go Bombers!
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.